Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the DGS. It's Hancock and Kelly who are going to take you all the way up to Cardinal Baseball. If we have Cardinal Baseball, we'll keep you updated on all the way changing weather conditions as the evening progresses. Some tragic news coming out of Indiana. U.S. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski has been killed in a crash.
Wow.
This afternoon at 12:30. She was struck by a northbound passenger car who traveled left of center and collided head-on with her in a southbound vehicle. She passed away as well as two of her staffers. Just an unfortunate and tragic story coming out of Indiana.
Oh, I know Jackie Walorski. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's horrible news coming out of Indiana. We send our thoughts and prayers to her family. And, John, yesterday, a huge day in Kansas. Abortion was on the ballot. This is the first test of abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. And what this essentially was, the Kansas legislature placed this on the ballot, asking the voters to allow them the opportunity to change the state's constitution.
The constitution ensures abortion rights.
In Kansas, yes, Kansas. Sir. And this would allow the state legislature to have taken that action. Well, the state legislature is obviously controlled by Republicans in Kansas. Voters came out in droves. It was interesting because almost 200,000 more people came and voted in this particular issue over and above who voted in the
candidate
issues that were on the ballot.
Yeah, it was stunning, and potentially it's a harbinger for what I think is going to happen across the country. You know, those of us, and I'm pro-life, those of us who believe that Roe v. Wade was bad constitutional law, I think we're gratified by the Supreme Court ruling, because what the court basically said is this is a decision that should be left up to the states and the people, and not enshrined in the United States Constitution. And in all of Western democracies, abortion policy is set by legislative branch and the people. So, you know, that was a victory for the pro-life cause. The problem, of course, for the pro-life cause is that it appears that most people in this country want to have at least some access to abortion in some circumstances.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. And I think as we start to transition out of the primaries that have been taking place across the country and shift to the general elections, this is going to wind up being probably the number one or number two issue that will be debated in nearly every contest. I would anticipate that Trudy Bush, who will be challenging Eric Schmidt, will be taking him on directly as it relates to abortion. Eric Schmidt, during his campaign, very boastfully talked about the fact that he was the one who implemented the trigger law here in the state of Missouri, which banned abortion in all cases, even in incest and rape in the state of Missouri. And I would anticipate that Trudy Bush will be making this an issue, and I bet that will happen in 49 other states.
It's very possible that it will. Now, I think in a candidate election, it's one of a number of issues that will affect them. But I do think if you put the abortion issue by itself on a ballot, access to abortion is going to pass in most of the states of this country, because that's where public opinion is. And at the end of the day, public opinion is what governs public policy. And I think that's going to happen. And look, these states, and Missouri is one of them, that have banned abortion in cases of rape and incest, that's a 90% issue of the people disagree with that position. So those, why would they do it?
And why would a candidate like Eric Schmidt be out saying, I'm the one who implemented this? Because even in red Missouri, 60-70% of Missourians believe that some form of choice should be there for female health care.
Well, certainly in cases of rape and incest, that's true. And, you know, if you look at the way I've always looked at the abortion issue is that from the moment of conception until the moment of birth, there is a point in time in which the baby's right to life supersedes the woman's choice. And for folks that are pro-life, they will take you right back to the moment of conception, perhaps. But that's not where public opinion is. But there's some point along that scale, though, where there is a majority opinion that the baby's life interest should be protected. So the question becomes, where is that in a pregnancy? Is it at 10 weeks? Is it at 15 weeks? Is it in the first trimester? Is it? And so that, I think, is where ultimately states are going to fall on this issue.
But, John, we've lived through the abortion debate over the last several decades throughout our entire lives here in the state of Missouri. And many in the pro-life community were trying to ratchet that back to say, hey, look, it's 10 weeks. It's 15 weeks. Then they pass a piece of legislation that says if the court does this, it's at conception. That's so out of touch with where the voters are. Here's my question to you. In an election cycle, an off-cycle election where the incumbent president usually loses lots of seats, so lots of headwind against the Democrats, this seems to maybe lighten those winds a bit if the Democrats can effectively make these contests about that issue.
Could. And remains to be seen. It could. I still believe that the overriding factor in elections is people's economic situation, which is not good right now. But certainly the abortion issue will be in the mix of issues in this election and a number of races across the country. And ultimately, I think, and I think I said this right after Roe was overturned, ultimately, I think the policies in the states is going to reflect public opinion. It may take some time. It may not take as much time as I thought. I mean, this Kansas thing was immediate.
These microphones, man, that's my fault.
You have to turn them on.
But this was a proactive action by the legislature thinking that this would be their way to roll it back.
Right.
And it bit them right in the keister.
Well, I think politicians, pro-life politicians, are going to have to carefully consider this issue and decide where they want to draw that line. The line's going to get drawn. There is a line. There is a line where the child's life supersedes and where a majority of the country agrees. And politicians are going to have to carefully consider where that line needs to be drawn.
Having been involved in politics my entire life in the state of Missouri as a Democrat, it's always been This is one of the two issues that have always been a tough dance for Democrats. That's access to guns, and the Second Amendment, and abortion. And never in my life did I think that both of these issues in Missouri would flip the exact way. When I see polling now, I see the restrictions of guns and the legalization of abortion being on the side of Democrats. I didn't ever think that this would flip on its head the way that it has.
Well, and as it relates to abortion, while abortion had the legal protection of the U.S. Constitution, folks on my side of the aisle were able to argue about things like partial birth abortion, which was, almost everyone agreed that that practice should be abolished, and late-term abortions, that practice should be abolished. And so you're able to have those debates on, popular grounds. Now, that's not where things lie because of the Supreme Court decision, and it's a debate that all of us are going to have our elected officials and we as voters are going to need to decide exactly what it is we think the public policy ought to be as it relates to that issue.
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're going to be with you all the way to Cardinal Baseball.
And when we come back, there was another statewide campaign in Missouri that took place yesterday. That's the race for state auditor. The winner, Scott Fitzpatrick, joins us after this on Camo X.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
Well, you heard all the ads. You saw all the TV commercials. It was election day yesterday in Missouri, and a lot of the contests were decided in these primary elections. And one of the winners joins us today.
He is the state treasurer of Missouri, Scott Fitzpatrick. He opted to run for the office of state auditor, and he won a resounding victory in the Republican primary yesterday. He will be the Republican nominee for state auditor this November. Scott Fitzpatrick, welcome to KMOX, and congratulations, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be on with you guys, and thank you. I'm happy that the outcome was what we were expecting and hoping for.
Well, it was indeed. It was a resounding victory. You first came to notice for me when you were the budget chairman in the State House of Representatives. Governor Parson then appointed you state treasurer. You won election to that office in 2020. And now the state auditor's office. You're a guy that loves numbers.
I do. When I got into the legislature in 2013, I decided right away that I wanted to be focused on the state budget. And, you know, the reason I got there in the first place was that I was just frustrated with government. I wanted to hold bureaucracy and state government accountable to taxpayers for how they were spending our money. And, you know, I spent 6 years in the legislature working on that as the budget chairman. I've had the opportunity to work as the treasurer now for 4 years, and I'm looking forward to hopefully doing that as the auditor as well. And I really think that that's kind of the key focus of the auditor's office. And so it makes me excited to have the opportunity potentially to serve there.
Yeah, I don't know that people appreciate how significant the state auditor's office is. It's not just looking over state government, but the state auditor delves into all levels of government. You'll audit cities, you'll audit counties, you'll audit any public body that's out there. How much fraud or how much wastefulness do you think is going on, and how difficult is it going to be to track it down?
Well, you know, I think we're in a time in our nation's history where there's going to be more opportunity and actual occurrence of fraud and waste of taxpayer funds taking place really over the next 2 to 3 years than in any other point before. And the reason I say that is, you know, we all are familiar with all the stimulus bills that have passed out of Washington, D.C. And what a lot of people know to a certain extent is that a lot of that money has made its way to state governments, but also it's made its way to local governments. And every city in the country, and when you say that, I mean also every city in Missouri and every county in Missouri, received a substantial sum of money, both from the CARES Act and now from ARPA, the American Recovery Plan. And it's billions of dollars just inside the state of Missouri. Just to give you an example, I mean, this is not all directly related to ARPA, but a lot of it is federal funding related. The state budget of Missouri is gone from $28 billion 4 years ago to $49 billion this year. And so when you have that kind of increase in government spending, that just creates all kinds of new possibilities and problems that could come up with how that money is spent. And that is going to be a specific focus of the office in the coming years, is looking at how that taxpayer money is being spent.
Now, you're a small business owner in Southwest Missouri. The folks and the good people of St. Louis may not be as familiar with Scott Fitzpatrick as the folks back home. Who is Scott Fitzpatrick?
Well, you're right. I started, grew up in Southwest Missouri on Table Rock Lake, and literally, you know, in a town called Shell Knob right on the lake, and started working on boat docks when I was a teenager, and turned that into a business that did dock repair, and then eventually got into manufacturing and building docks. And the company now specializes in large marina projects around the country. We build, you know, manufacture docks and build marinas all over the United States. And that was kind of my background before politics. I did not, you know, anticipate being somebody who was interested in politics when I was in high school, or even the early years of college while I was building my business. But I started paying attention to politics when I started dealing with government a lot. And you know, it's when you run a business, you're oftentimes dealing with government on a daily or weekly basis, for either trying to make sure you're collecting all the taxes you need to collect, and you're filling out all the paperwork you need to fill out, and you have the licenses you have to have and the permits you have to have. And it's a never ending kind of sea of bureaucracy. And that really opened my eyes as like a 20-year-old kid, that it really is important who's in charge of the government and who can impact it. And that's why I started paying attention and got involved.
Scott Fitzpatrick is our guest. He's the Republican nominee for state auditor of Missouri. He'll be on the November ballot this year. You're married to family, kids?
I am. I got married to my college sweetheart in 2013, so we'll have our 9-year anniversary next month, and we have 3 kids. We have twin sons that are 6 years old, Luke and Carson, and we have a 15-month-old, Noah, who is so we have 3 boys, and they are, running all over the place, and they'll be glad to see their dad a little bit more now that the primary is over, but we'll get through this general election, and then hopefully my kids will have their dad back a little more full time. I feel like they're growing up really fast, and when you run a statewide campaign, you travel a lot and you're gone a lot. And so I've got a wonderful wife and a great family.
18-20 years down the road, you're going to need to be doing a little auditing at the house, is all I can tell you, Scott, because
probably so.
There'll be a lot of cash flow that those kids will produce, but it's worth every penny of it. Well, we want to wish you the very best. Scott Fitzpatrick has been our guest. He's the Republican candidate, the nominee now for state auditor of Missouri. Good luck to you, sir, and thanks for joining us here on KMOX.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
Well, I learned something there. $49 billion, the state budget?
Yeah, think about that. And that's everywhere in the country.
Okay, but here's my question. That means there's a lot of money here. And I know they're talking about tax cuts, but can't we pave the roads? what are they doing with all this money? Well, we had this conversation about the city of St. Louis sitting on the $500 million that came from the feds. Then we have the almost $500 million that came from the Rams settlement.
Right.
And yet, I mean, the roads are worse than they've ever been. And listen, this is not exclusive to St. Louis. This is the whole state. I mean, I think one of the biggest failings of the state of Missouri is MoDOT. And not that these people don't work hard, but I'm talking about building and paving new roads out there. Those are good quality jobs. Well, when I say MoDOT, I'm not talking about this young man that's going to join us, our young lady. I'm talking about the politicians who are giving them their direction to pave the doggone highways.
Yeah, and Scott Fitzpatrick was right about the sheer amount of federal dollars that have been pumped into all these governments, and it does make you wonder when you've got people sitting on that kind of money, you need somebody. You need a watchdog making sure that that money's being used.
But usually we're being told we don't have the resources to get things done. And of course, y'all are clamoring to give back tax cuts. And I'm for a tax cut if that's what we're going to ultimately get. But I'd also like them to pave the roads. I mean, and don't tell me that you don't have money and you need to raise our taxes when you have all this money that you can give back to us and tax cuts. And that's what they've talked about. You know, we have this gas tax that came on here. Well, why did we have to raise the gas tax if you had all this cash?
Well, at the time the gas tax was raised, the federal government wasn't passing out this kind of money. And I don't think anybody saw that coming. Certainly nobody anticipated the pandemic. He's Michael Kelly. He's worked up. I love him.
Fix the roads.
I'm John Hancock. When we come back, Michelle Fornaris from MoDOT is going to join us. There's very bad weather coming our way. We'll talk about it here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, that's kind of St. Louis's song here the last couple of weeks, isn't it?
I think we're worried about more than a few raindrops out there.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep it tuned to KMOX. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest changing road conditions and weather conditions. But we go now to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Michelle Fornaris. She's a MoDOT Assistant District Engineer. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You all have put out some information about travel this evening on the highways anticipating this storm.
Yes. So MoDOT's been working with the National Weather Service on the forecast this evening with anticipated rainfall amounts across the state and preparing for the weather event tonight.
So we're sitting in downtown St. Louis. The rain's not yet begun here, but I'm sure it is raining in some places across the state. How severe is it, and where is the worst of it right now?
Right now it's entering the St. Louis metro, but I'm happy to talk to you about the MoDOT maintenance crews and what we're preparing to do.
Yeah, and so is it a situation where we've had some road issues so far in the early stages of this rain?
As of right now, I am not aware of any rainfall impacts as it's coming into the district.
Well, that's encouraging. If folks that are on the roads, particularly after dark, water can be a real hazard. What kinds of things should motorists be looking for if they have to be driving this evening?
So what we're preparing for is the thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, high winds, potential flash flooding. So trees in the roadway, power lines down, flash flooding type of instances. So drivers just need to be alert that they may come upon any of those roadside hazards in thunderstorm events like this forecast.
All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye on it and appreciate your time. That's Michelle Fornaris. She's the Missouri Department of Transportation Assistant District Engineer. Thanks so much, Michelle.
All right. Thank you.
So this is going to be potentially rough, although it doesn't sound like we're having road issues where it is raining and it's not yet raining in downtown St. Louis. She said it is moving into the metropolitan area. I wonder if folks, if you're seeing any of this rain out there, if you're driving through it right now, 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120, like to hear from you and see what kinds of things you're dealing with. You know, and we just saw what we saw here within the last week or so, and clearly what they went through in Kentucky was far worse than what we have experienced. But still, you don't know in these weather situations, Michael, how serious or significant it is sometimes until it's too late.
Yeah, and many times you see the standing water there and you think, oh, I can get through this. Don't even test it. That's what a lot of people experienced last week. They lost their automobiles. Thankfully, they didn't lose their lives, and that's why we're going to spend a lot of time reminding you of that. Turn around and go a different way. Wait till the rain subsides. Hey, if you don't have to go out tonight,
don't
stick
do it
at home and listen to KMOX, watch some Netflix, and
maybe
stay
a ball
out of the
game.
Weather.
Maybe a ball game, but we don't know. The wind, I see the trees blowing out there. The wind's picking up. It was so hot and muggy earlier today. It was miserable.
Yeah.
And you mentioned to me that that was the kind of day that you'd want to go to one of these water slide parks.
I loved, you know, first of all, water parks, as I've gotten older, I think they're kind of nasty.
I do too.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I wanted to do it all the time, and I still go to water parks.
PJ, do we have any water parks that advertise here on the Voice of St. Louis?
Maybe Raging Rivers.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's cool when it's hot.
I
like that place. It's nice and clean and safe.
Lovely out there.
But, do you remember Wet Willies?
Yeah.
They were concrete water slides.
Yeah.
They had one out in Cave Springs in St. Charles. And I remember my father coming home one day from work, and it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, miserable day like it was today.
Yeah.
And he said,
hot
kids,
and muggy,
we're going to Wet Willies. And that was the greatest thing ever, right? Because we all got to go. And I mean, just imagine these concrete water slides. They literally were just concrete that they schlacked with paint and schlack and then threw a bunch of chemicals in the water and you'd slide down it. It was dangerous as heck, but boy, was it fun. Did you ever go to a Wet Willies?
One time.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And, you know, me, when I go to, if I would go to a water park today, it would be like the orca coming down the down the slide there. I'd probably evacuate the place.
But this is not a story I could usually tell. Yeah. But since we're on the DGS, you can tell these kind of stories.
Is that right?
But I remember when I was younger.
What kind of story is this, Mike?
My father came home and said, come on, we're going to Wet Willies. And we were like kids, you know. Like, they told us we were going to Disney World, so we're so excited. We're jumping up and down.
Wet Willies.
We all run into our rooms to get our suits on.
Yes.
Well, I'm still at the age where I guess I'm getting older, but I'm not old enough to kind of dress myself, but I know what my swimsuit is. So I go in.
We're talking 4 years old?
But yeah, probably four or five years uh-huh. old, you know, old enough to be able to walk and do some stuff.
Yeah.
And so I run in and I grab my swimming suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a swimming suit, you got that liner in it, you know, the liner in the swimsuit, which, you know, that's how I knew it was
the
my swimsuit.
The little mesh liner.
Right. Yeah. And then we had the strings. And I didn't know what to do with the strings.
Well, you tie the strings so that your pants don't fall down.
Right. Well, I didn't realize that at a young age, and I tied those strings around a part of my body. And so for the next 3 or 4 hours,
wow,
I'm running up and down the hill.
Didn't see that
at Wet Willies. We're going into the water, and then I go running back up the hill with my little mat, you know, your little rubber mat,
uh-huh,
and we'd run it. So we finally, we all load back up into the
You're just joining us.
Yeah, I tied it to myself. So we wind up getting home that evening, and I go to take off my swim trunks.
Oh,
well, the knot had gotten a little tighter.
Oh, my. Okay.
And so I go walking in with my pants hanging off,
oh,
but my strings attached to myself.
Yeah.
And my dad's, what in the heck has happened here? Family meeting. You know, and I have five sisters, so he brings us all in, and he's like, girls, we only have one of these. What are you doing? Who let him put his own clothes on? So there they are with a scissors trying to take my the strings off of myself. And so I will never forget Wet Willies, not for the peril that it puts your head and body into, but the peril that it put my, well, myself into.
And knowing you as I do, I have to assume that no permanent damage was done.
No permanent damage was done. But, you know, it was touch and go there for a couple of minutes. I mean, there were colors down there that I'd never seen before.
Okay, all right, well.
But it was, you know, it was wet willies, and I was so excited. And by the way, how do you know what those strings are for when you're a little kid?
Well, buddy, that's how you tighten. That's how you secure.
Well, I understand that now. I'm a grown man. This is when I was a child. I was excited. We were going to Wet Willie's.
And now when I put my sweatpants on, I have to tie it because if I don't tie
it. Your drawers droop a little?
They're at the ankles and no time flat. Oh. And so, you know, because I have no butt.
Yeah.
There's no butt on me. So.
Well, if you don't have a butt and you're able to tie, doesn't it still kind of slip down your pants?
No. Or slip down your legs? Buddy, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a master with not tying.
Yeah, apparently I was that day, too.
Yeah, right. And so, no, I can affix those sweatpants, and they're going to stay with me all day that way.
Really?
Yes, sir. I'm talented at it.
Do you think we'll still be on the radio after we come back from this commercial?
I kind of doubt it, but we're going to find out. And when we do come back to the radio, you told me that Cracker Barrel has done something that, well, I find offensive.
That's ridiculous.
Next, KMOX.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Live and local, this is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
You breakfast guy?
Not every day. I like breakfast. I love when, you know, bacon and eggs, a little sausage patty, you know, and pancake or two.
Yeah, I told you about my
syrup.
Yeah, you told us yesterday you tapped a tree.
The people in Vermont, they got the best maple syrup up there in Vermont.
That's what they say.
Yeah, and they tapped a tree, and so I got a whole jug of that stuff. So I love breakfast. I just don't eat it every day.
Yeah, well, I don't really eat breakfast every day either, but, you know, I think the older I get, the more I appreciate going out for breakfast, on a Saturday or Sunday, going out for breakfast.
Waffle House.
Yeah, you like that place?
I do, yeah.
You like the Cracker Barrel?
I like the Cracker Barrel. The Cracker Barrel...
You can sit in the chairs and rock back and forth.
It's not just breakfast at Cracker Barrel. You can go there. We stopped at a crack. Georgianne and I had to drive to a wedding in Ohio.
Oof.
Yeah. And on the way home, it was late, and we stopped at a Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
It's incredible. They got the chicken and the dumplings there.
Chicken fried steak.
They got the chicken fried steak over there. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And sizable portions of the fluffy little biscuits.
Right.
Very hungry right now.
Yeah.
And you know, that's good eating at the Cracker Barrel.
There's no doubt about it.
Always liked the Cracker Barrel.
And the Cracker Barrel's kind of an old town Americana thing, right? Yeah, right.
You're walking into America when you walk into a Cracker
Barrel. So listen to this. This is I know where you're at on, you know, plant-based meats. You're not a fan of them.
Well, because it's not meat.
Well, why you care that they call it plant-based meat is beyond me.
We'll call it plant-based. I love
you're not unique. All of you folks who don't like plant-based stuff.
Give me a piece of spanakopita, you know, with the phyllo dough and the
spinach.
Go
to Cracker Barrel and order a spanakopita. That lady's going to take a broom and sweep you right out of there.
I love spanakopita, but it's not meat. So why would you call it meat? It's a vegetable.
Well, it's not meat, but it's a plant. There's plant-based burgers. There's plant-based hot dogs.
It's not a hot dog.
There's plant-based ice cream because some people can't handle the lactose.
Yeah. We like to call that lactose deficient.
Or intolerant.
Both.
Is an even better word.
Yeah, it is better.
So anyway, poor Cracker Barrel. They're trying to do the thing to appeal to more people. They put on their menu plant-based sausages available. And of course, folks like yourself are going crazy. So sick of this woke nonsense. I'm never going there again. What's wrong with Cracker Barrel? They're buying into Come on. Some people can't eat meat, or some people choose not to eat meat. And so if they put on their menu plant-based sausages, good for them. Let people who want plant-based sausages get sausages. They still have regular sausage there and bacon. for the rest of you who like it. But this is anyway, they have had to pull down their Facebook page because so many people are being critical of them being woke and all this other stuff simply because they're offering options.
Well, you just call it something else, a plant-based link. Or
they're calling it plant-based sausage.
It's not a sausage. A sausage,
but it tastes just like sausage. You wouldn't know because you haven't tried it. But why do you even care? And first of all, you can still go in there and get your pounds of dead animals put in front of you to sit there and get into your body. Yet this is a problem with America. Everything's not political, so there's options. We talked about gas stations yesterday. There's 28 different kinds of Coke these days.
There's a conspiracy out there by some very left-wing activists that want to get rid of American agriculture.
Are you Alex Jones? Where are you getting the conspiracy? What's wrong with you?
The Humane Society of the U.S., HSUS, you look into what their agenda is. They want to get rid of meat.
You know
they
what the conspiracies I'm worried about? Is former presidents trying to topple our government. Not about somebody wanting to serve a plant-based sausage and why people care. It'd be one thing if they said, look, we're doing away with bacon and sausage. And then y'all could revolt and act a fool and put on your red hats and march in there and say we're sick of this woke stuff. But they're simply offering an option to people that you can get a plant-based sausage. Yet they're taking all this ridicule. It makes no sense to me.
Well, because they're calling it a sausage. I mean, if plant-based, it's not meat.
Yeah. And you call pork steak meat?
Well, it is
meat. It's like
meat.
A piece of leather.
Oh, Michael. Folks, I'm right about this. And by the way, the pork steak
is horrible.
Wow. Perhaps you need to move away from St. Louis.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't have a problem. Listen, I don't walk into a restaurant and say, I can't believe they're serving pork steak and they're calling it steak. It can't be steak unless it's from a cow.
You've never had one of my pork steaks.
No, thank God.
My pork steaks. So here's how we prepare PJ. The proper and PJ, you like a pork steak.
I love a pork
steak.
It's
got to take a long time because you got to make it. You got to boil it in some sauce to make it chewable.
Boil it in the sauce, Michael. Mm-hmm. But you put it on the grill, and you get it nice and charred, but not quite all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it in one of those Pyrex dishes
with some beer
and some sauce.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you boil it.
And then you put it in the oven and you bake it.
Oh, okay.
And the sauce bakes in, and the meat is so tender, and it's just so delicious, and it's amazing. Throw a little potato salad on there, and it's just the best ever. It's the best ever. And you, sir, should not ridicule my pork steak unless you've actually tried one.
Well, it would be nice if you invited me out there for one of your pork
you
steaks,
wouldn't come?
And I would try. Well, the heck I wouldn't. I'd also bring you some plant-based burgers you could grill up for me. Would you be okay with that?
No, it's not.
Would
a
you
burger.
Throw me out? You're not going to cook this on my grill. We only cook dead animals here.
I'll eat your veggie whatever. I just don't like it's not meat.
Yeah,
that's
but,
all. That's
but
my
why
only
are
point.
People going after Cracker Barrel because, for having options?
Because people are going after meat. There are people going after meat, and they're trying to substitute this stuff for meat. That's why. That's all I'm saying, and I'm right about this.
Well, you're wrong. And what you would be right about is this is the 3 o'clock hour, and normally on the DGS that would be?
Trisha Clock.
That's right. But we're not having Trisha Clock because she's not here. She's on vacation. She and Glover and the rest of them are hopefully in some nice climate, enjoying life.
Eating a pork
steak.
But
since she's not here, Trisha Clock is usually brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store right here in St. Louis.
Well, we're still awaiting the thunderstorms here in downtown St. Louis. Perhaps you're experiencing them where you are. But it's Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Two more to go on the DGS here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.